This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, May Mental Health Awareness Month, we're going to talk about that right now. And Kira Lathrop from Adapt Integrated Healthcare, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you do at Adapt?
So I am our adult outpatient supervisor. I support the clinicians that do all of the outpatient work day in and day out.
And how long have you been in this whole mental health field?
I have been a therapist in some capacity since 2011.
So how did you get interested in it?
Well, I had some contact with counselors as a child, and then in undergrad, I took my first Psych 101, and it was kind of over from there. Really fell in love with studying human behavior, and then just kept going, and eventually became a licensed professional counselor in a different state, and have carried that on through my career.
Wow. So it seems like very interesting work, but pretty intense work sometimes.
It can be. It is both intense and rewarding all at the same time. It's a balance. And while it's Mental Health Awareness Month, it doesn't mean that therapists and counselors don't have their own mental health, too. So I like to remind my team quite often we need to take care of ourselves as much as we're taking care of clients.
Yeah. So what is the focus of this Mental Health Awareness Month?
For me, it is about making it okay to talk about not being okay, and that mental health is health.
Yeah, and that's interesting that you should say that. One of the things I've seen kind of evolve is that some people, and really in a lot of protocols, it used to be that mental health was kind of off to the side. It wasn't up there. It wasn't given the same thing as physical health. Some of that changed with federal legislation going back a ways, but still some people don't always think about it that way.
Right. I think that's a unique Western mindset. You know, we tend to like to parcel things out, but we're realizing how much more benefit we get when we integrate our behavioral health with our overall health. And a lot of places are doing that. For example, the model with FQHC, lots of integration in those clinics.
And I would presume that mental health can also impact your physical health pretty quickly.
Very much. We look for signs like fatigue, headaches, sleeping more. Those are just really basic things. There's so many more symptoms I could share that we look for, but those are physical in presentation, but they could be indicating mental health.
So how critical is good mental health?
Pretty critical.
And talk more about that.
Well, it affects so many things. It affects our job satisfaction and productivity, our relationships, our goal setting and life satisfaction. Like, there's not an area of our life that our mental health doesn't touch.
And what are some things that can lead to having issues with your mental health?
Well, there's a variety of things. Some of us, just like we can all get the flu and get a cold, we can all get a little round of depression or some anxiety. And those, I don't want to over-pathologize something, but there are things that are just really normal life experiences that we may need to just check up on. And then there's the deeper things that last longer. It's been there a month. It's been there 6 weeks. It could be trauma. It could be life changes. It could be changes in our biochemistry.
Now, we had this thing a while back called the pandemic. How much did that really mess up people's mental health?
It really had a big impact. And I think it's got lasting impacts, too, that we're starting to see now as youth are becoming adults and social things that are overwhelming. We definitely know that there's some ongoing impact from the pandemic. It definitely had some pretty big effects.
And what were some of those?
I definitely saw things like people who were struggling maybe with depression and loneliness and social anxiety, it kind of became okay to stay inside. And we actually encouraged that, to isolate and be, you know, distant. And so that kind of made that okay to kind of dig into some of that. But on the flip side, it really opened up telehealth and being more creative within our work, and that it's okay to find these other avenues. So while there's a lot of negativity around the pandemic, there's some benefits that we've seen come from it as well.
And it seemed like, you know, while people were staying apart more often, at the same time, you had a pretty fast forward moving aspect with technology and the fact that, you know, you could communicate with one of your friends in Japan, even though you hadn't seen your neighbor in a week.
Yes, that's very true. And very quickly, we've pivoted very quickly in the mental health world. Like, we're all switching to Zoom. We're getting our BAA agreement so that HIPAA compliant. I mean, I watched where I was and other colleagues across the country just make these quick pivots. And we just made it happen because we wanted to still be there for our clients, especially the ones I was just speaking about, who we knew might kind of lean into things that exacerbated their symptoms. But we wanted to create space where we could still stay connected, still be serving the population.
But at the same time, isn't it harder as a professional to really get the best assessment of somebody when they're on a screen not looking directly at you?
There are some folks that are not indicated for telehealth. However, research is showing that it is just as effective as in person. Again, there's some caveats to that, and each case is individualized, but we are seeing positive outcomes.
So if somebody kind of senses that they need more than just a trip to the beach or something to improve their mental health, who do they turn to?
Well, there's a few different options. Obviously, I'm here with ADAPT, so I'm going to mention that you can come down to Madrone up to the third floor. We have open access every day, 9 to 3. Those are how we start that mental health assessment to start services, whether it be counseling or psychiatry. You can start with your primary care physician. A lot of times they are very connected. Some places have integrated care. And there's a whole slew of things online. You can also go to state boards or Psychology Today. There's lots of options to find mental health care.
And is meeting with a counselor, but also maybe being in a support group, can that be a good sort of two-pronged effort?
Definitely. We know that support groups help us kind of universalize and have connection. And those are great places for lots of healing and support.
And for realizing that you're not the only one with this particular issue.
Exactly.
All right. Kira Lathrop from ADAPT, ADAPT Integrated Healthcare, May for Mental Health Awareness Month. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. 8:38 at the Morning Report.